from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, are you ready for some college football this weekend? In Dublin, the Dublin, not Dublin, Ohio, the real Dublin, at where are they playing? Aviva Stadium.
Yeah, the big old stadium.
Aviva Stadium. You will have on ESPN tomorrow at noon, number 10 Florida State against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, the home team, of course.
Games that matter. What a beautiful thing.
There are three. There are three other games tomorrow on the docket. If you're looking to spend your day watching a game, then watching another game, then watching another game, and then watching another game. After that, Montana State, the Bobcats take on New Mexico, SMU and Nevada, Delaware State and Hawaii.
People buying a little SMU stock this year too, thinking that they might make a bit of a leap.
Oh, you don't want to talk about the Bobcats? That's a big game. They're heading down to University Stadium in Albuquerque.
I'll have to trust you on that one.
Well, Montana State's been playing pretty well lately. No,
that's not meant to be an insult. That's
it's just, not like the dog days of when Cliff Heisel was there, but not that anyone cares or anyone even knows who Cliff Heisel.
I'm a little over my skis on
as
that
a coach.
One.
So,
though all I can tell you about Montana State, is that Missoula? Was Missoula
no,
Montana State?
Oh,
or was
that's
that Montana?
Blasphemy, man. Okay. That's like saying Ohio State's in Ann Arbor.
I can't believe you just said that.
No.
I'm a man looking
Montana
to be educated.
Montana is in Missoula. Montana State is in Bozeman.
Okay, because all I know is Pearl Jam was in Missoula last night.
Oh, they were?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so where'd I got
they play?
That.
Dahlberg? Are they inside or outside?
I just saw the set list.
They'd have to play. Yeah, they'd have to play.
Okay, Washington let's get back State. To college football.
Yeah. All right, so Ohio State will open with Akron, but that's not this weekend. I said something to Brian Anderson when we were talking to him earlier today. If you missed any of that interview, you know where it is. It's on the Odyssey app. And you can catch it on the Baskin and Phelps podcast. But I think I believe that there's some renewed hope and some, you know, like good feeling for a lot of college football teams that don't feel like if they lose one game, their season's over. That, you know, 12 teams are going to make the playoffs. And even if you're not one of the teams that get the bye of the first four, if you're 4-8, you're going to get yourself a home game, which is okay.
I think there is going to be a resetting of college football to the likes that all of us are going to have a very hard time with. I think we are all going to, we've all had one mindset, and especially when we've looked at college football, which was, oh my God, don't lose, don't lose, don't lose, don't lose. And then when you lost, it would immediately would turn into, okay, these three teams also need to lose. And so you would watch those waiting for them to happen. So then that way you could find your way into a playoff in the same way that, like, you know, back in the day when we didn't have a real champion outside of what the computer would spit out for us. Okay, come on, stay in so that you can make the Rose Bowl. Now it's a completely different animal. I mean, now you can, Ohio State fans, you can lose to Michigan and you're not done. You know, you can lose to Michigan and it's not the end of the world because we're going to have to recalibrate our brains into what's more important. Beating Michigan or winning a national championship, because now the door remains open for everybody.
Well, I think it's interesting to look at, let's just say just for giggles, right, that you take the top 12 teams from the AP poll going into this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so into week zero. So Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, and Texas would all have a bye.
Yep.
Okay, so all four of those teams would get to sit back and watch, and they are going to play it by, like, there's no seeding difference here. So 12 then plays 5, right? So then you would open up the playoffs with Alabama against Utah at Alabama, Then you would have Missouri at Ole Miss.
That'd be fun.
That'd be interesting.
Ole Miss might be pretty good.
Lane
Kiffin's got some stuff going on there.
Notre Dame would host Florida State, and then Michigan and Penn State would play again.
Could you imagine? We're going to have
8 and 9.
If this plays out, you're going to have a December game where Florida State is going
to
have to come up to South Bend, Indiana. Like, sign me up. Why have we not been doing this for years? This is awesome. This is what you want. You want these teams to have to go in to these home stadiums where it's going to be raucous, going absolutely berserk.
We say it, though, because we're up north, right? We're excited about it, but if you're an SEC team, you're kind of like, oh, well, I guess we'll have to go up north.
Oh, no, they're sitting there going, oh, they got to come to us. Like, if you're, you know, let's say, we'll see how this ends up playing out. Mm-hmm. But if you're Alabama, and for some reason Wisconsin has to come to Alabama, come on. I mean, that's going to be outstanding. You got to think that whole fan base, you're not going to get a, you'll get some of that fan base that'll find its way down to Bama.
I like the thought of, like, Notre Dame having to go to Utah.
Yeah. Like, that stuff is awesome. That's what you're signing up for. That's what you want in all of this. And so we're all going to have to reprogram our brains that the team that you root for, if you lose one game, it's not the end of the world. If you lose two games,
so let me ask you this. Ohio State loses to Michigan this year. Ryan Day out on a regular season loss?
Heck
and
no.
And by the way, Ohio State could end up playing Michigan again, right? Well, they can't play in the Big Ten championship, but they could end up playing again in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Could play again in the national championship.
No, that... They could, but we also know that this is going to come down to a committee, and we all know how this committee is going to operate.
Well, it just depends on how they look at the brackets.
Uh-huh.
But it's all how you end up seeding anyway. So
exactly.
What's, you know.
So you could finagle those brackets to make things however you want. So if you want Ohio State, Michigan in the first round as a home game for one of those two teams again, you can do it. If you
well, you can also say
later.
But, I mean, so look at the current AP poll, right? So Penn State's 8, Michigan's 9. They would play each other, right? Is that right? 12, 5, 4, 3. Yeah, yeah. So Penn State and Michigan. What?
I said I hope Drew Aller makes a leap this year, too.
Oh, I do, too.
They got a little more talent around
him.
Yeah. You got to root for the local guy.
But so let's – I mean, you wouldn't want it, though, so that if the seedings worked out, that the winner of Penn State and Michigan would play Ohio State. So then you just extended the Big Ten season again by 2 weeks.
And you, again, we're talking about...
In a bowl
about,
game, too, right?
We're talking about a committee that's going to put this together, and they're going to put the rankings together and all that stuff. So it's very, very easy for them to go, all right, Penn State, you're 8. You know, instead of being 7 and give you some horse hockey reason why that's the case, and we'll all go, yeah, we know. It's because you didn't want to have the Big Ten just go up against each other again. Like, they can
finagle that stuff. There's a chance where you could see your own... conference for 3 weeks in a row.
There's a shot. I don't
SEC
think it'll happen.
Let's just say Missouri could end up playing Alabama and then maybe Georgia. I don't know. That'd be I hope that some or Ole Miss. I don't know. But I do think it makes it exciting. It's not just about you've got to win every game during the regular season. You know, Urban Meyer was kind of crushing Ohio State for the schedule they have, saying that they just don't really play anybody. It could be kind of right, especially knowing how good the team is. You know, when you're sitting there on, what, 4 preseason All-Americans already? I mean,
these schedules are made so many years ahead of time that, like...
Yeah, but it's easy to change some of them. I mean, you could always buy, not that I want them to, but to buy out the Akron game. I like the fact that Akron plays Ohio State because I think that's good for Akron because they get a nice big check of all that money that just stays in the state. You know,
absolutely.
They get their gate money from Ohio State, and maybe they fund the whole program for the whole year.
And you're going to run into these things. I mean, that's the essence of college football. And it's part of the reason why I think we're going to end up with some of that getting extended, too, because you know this is a gargantuan cash grab. And so they're not going to get rid of those games. They'll just add on more games. I mean, that's where all of this stuff is going to head.
I can't see it going past. Like, I think 16 is perfect.
16 is great.
Yeah, I can't see, and I understand why they're doing 12. I'm good with it. I've seen 16 work, and even though they've made changes to 1AA and you know, whether FCS, FBF, whatever, but it's just, I've seen the 16-team format, and I love that. It's perfect. It's just like 4-8, you know?
More teams equals more variance. I mean, that's the selling point of this, is you get more teams in there.
Now, here's my concern.
And you get more Cinderella.
Here's my concern, okay? Are the first round games going to be blowouts? Maybe if it was 16, your odds of blowouts are like
yes,
way greater.
16,
but
you would
run. But the fact that, and because I know we had this conversation before the show, the fact that the top four seeds get byes mm-hmm. in this, your odds of having much better football games during the first couple weeks, especially ratings wise, it's going to be really weird to see you got college football playoffs going up against the NFL. And I wonder how the ratings are going to shake out on some of that stuff. And then we'll see when they play some of these games. And if college, NFL's not going to bend, but college no. football might have to bend on the days they're playing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And they maybe should look into bending a little bit on this stuff because, I mean, this is mutually beneficial to everybody. Why would the NFL want to split its audience? Why would college football want to split its audience? Like, there's always been this, like, partnership kind of thing that, like, okay, you're somewhat our feeder system.
You mean free minor league partnership? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And so there's a part of me that thinks we're going to end up with, like, the NFL going, okay, we won't have games on Saturday these weeks because we'll let the college football playoff have their games. So then that way when we pull our Sunday numbers, they're going to be stupid huge instead of just huge. Like, they would rather be in a position where you don't have Alabama fans going, okay, do I need to watch the Cowboys or do I need to watch the Crimson Tide? Or Ohio State fans going, do I need to watch the Browns/Bengals or do I need to watch the Buckeyes? Like, you don't want to do that. You want to have massive numbers. So if you're the NFL, you should probably look at this and go, all right, guys, like, I know we've been doing Saturdays and this part of it and whatever. We'll lay off these two Saturdays. Let's start the Saturday games maybe a little bit later on. We'll play the Sunday games here. And then that way everybody pulls a monster number.
NFL doesn't care. They're going to do whatever they want.
If it hits their pocketbooks, they will. If those numbers start going down, they will. If they get outgained by a college game, I think they will.
Hmm. Are you excited for the new look of college football, too? That's another part of it. Because college football has changed over the last 4 years. It's just not the same. I mean, I don't know. You look at Colorado. You look at the transfer portal. You look at NIL. You look at the new playoff system. You look at everything that's going on. You know, the ending of the Pac-12. There's so many different stories. Like, whoever would have thought that Washington would be in the Big Ten? 216-474-0092. You like the way we're going with this, college football fans? Let us know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.